It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Joining us today are Orange County's favorite reality TV couple, Terry and Heather Dubrow. Terry gained national attention on the TV series The Swan. From there, he went on to become one of the plastic surgeons on the popular TV show Botched and on his newest show, Botched by Nature. He's certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery and is a fellow of the American College of Surgeons. His wife, Heather, earned an undergraduate degree in music, theater, and her acting career includes roles in film, stage, and TV, including Jenny, Stark Raving Mad, That's Life, and Sequestered. After joining the cast of The Real Housewives of Orange County, she became one of the most popular stars of the hit series. She's also a TV host with credits ranging from newsrooms to talk shows, including the Botched post-op show. In addition to their already busy schedule, the Dubrows host the popular Dr. and Miss Guinea Pig podcast. Their latest book is called The Dubrow Diet, Interval Eating to Lose Weight and Feel Ageless. Welcome to the show, Dr. Terry and Heather Dubrow.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's great. Great that you guys are here. Now, you know, Dr. Dubrow, the last time you were here on the show, you shared anti-aging methods that work compared to unscrupulous products and methods. And for this new book, you and Heather looked at diets, what works and what doesn't, and you created your own program. Tell us about this multifaceted diet plan.
Well, what we've realized, because Heather and I have been sort of yo-yo dieting our entire lives, is there has been an absolute sea change in the understanding of the way science and physiology works with the human body. And this basically led to a Nobel Prize in 2016, the understanding that it's not so much exactly what you eat, it's when you eat that determines whether you can burn body fat easily, do it without having very much, without having any hunger at all, and feel and look your best as a result. And it all has to do with this process called autophagy, where you specifically burn down fats if you eat during particular time frames, and you send your body into a state where it goes into an anti-aging mode, where you break down toxins and you regenerate and renew the cells. So if you eat according to the Dubrow diet, you will not only lose weight rapidly, you'll immediately start fat burning, and you will start an anti-aging cellular process that will show in your skin, in your hair, and your energy levels. It's really a change in science that we're talking about.
That's great. Now, Heather, for the past 18, I want to ask you, Heather, for 18 years, I've interviewed hundreds of doctors and authors, and most have night and day differences of opinion. But there's one thing that everybody seems to agree on. Inflammation is the major cause of disease. And you have a section in your book on fighting off inflammation. Share with the listeners some things they could be doing that's contributing to this inflammatory response that maybe they're not aware of.
Yeah, I think inflammation may be a better question for Terry, because that's a little sciencey. But the great thing about me and Terry is that we're Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig. So we go out in the world and we test everything, health, wellness, and beauty on ourselves. Terry's the science. I'm kind of the layman. I'm the practicality. I'm the one that's going to tell you how to use it. What compelled us to write this book is because so many people, Terry just turned 60. I'm turning 50 in January, and we get hundreds and hundreds of comments on our podcast and our social media saying, why do you look ageless? How are you doing this? How are you beating time? You look good. You have energy. There's no brain fog, no inflammation, all of these things that we're talking about, and incredible anti-aging properties. And that, the way we eat, when we eat, and what we're eating during our feeding time has really resulted in all of these incredible results. So we said to each other, like, let's write it down.
Right.
Let's bring it to the public.
That makes sense. So tell us about this interval eating. I know, in your opinion, I guess 16 hours of fasting with 8 hours of eating period. My question is, does that mean breakfast is always off limits, or could somebody shift that 8-hour time period to include a morning meal?
Exactly. You shift it depending on what works for you. So what we're saying is, actually, on our diet, you could choose 3 tracks. There's a slow, medium, and fast track. Talking about 12, 14, or 16 hours. It's all laid out very easily in the book. We believe that 16 hours is the magic number. But to your point, it's 16 hours from when you're done eating. and you can shift it according to your schedule, because there's certainly people out there that, you know, work at night, or people that have breakfast meetings, or, you know, events, and you can absolutely shift it to your schedule. And that's what's so easy about it, is that it's just a very, very easy plan to follow, and it becomes a part of your lifestyle, because it isn't just a diet. I absolutely believe that every diet works. I, you know, gained the freshman, not 15, a little overachiever, freshman 30 in college, and proceeded to try every diet on the planet. And I will tell you, they all work. But what it doesn't do, those diets, is give you a program that is a lifestyle change that is absolutely attainable and sustainable. And that's what the Gibro diet is going to do. What's amazing is most people don't even realize you're already interval eating. It's just, how long are you doing it for? You need to do it for longer to get the true results of the autophagy that Terry's talking about.
Yeah, I like that you're allowing us to have breakfast on this, because I know a lot of these fasting programs say no breakfast. And I'm like, what? That's like such an important meal. It's my favorite meal. And I'd rather do what you're doing and have, you know, the morning and then maybe cut back later. That's just kind of me. I'm a breakfast person. So I'm glad to hear that, because other diets are anti-breakfast. Hey, Doc, let me ask you, when people hear diet, they think weight loss, but you mentioned anti-aging. Explain the connection.
Okay, well, this goes back to your original question about inflammation. What we really have, just as you've said, what we really understand is that the inflammatory process, specifically within the cells, is what contributes to cellular breakdown of the DNA, and the causes specifically of aging. What happens is within the cell, particularly as we get older, is our ability to deal with oxygen-free radicals and the inflammatory processes that are a natural part of cell physiology diminish. But when you interval eat, and you eat according to these specific intervals, your ability to trap and neutralize specifically those toxins within the cells, oxygen-free radicals that are a result of energy production that directly damage the cells that lead to aging, are neutralized. And when that happens, your cells, it's like having a facelift of the cells. Your cells specifically become younger. They become more energy efficient, and they get better at cell repair and cell renewal. And that is the process of reducing inflammation and reducing cellular toxins that directly lead to aging, directly leads to the inflammatory process. And this is what allows you to not only look better, but feel better. The magic of this diet, it's more, we don't really like to call it a diet, even though it's really, you lose weight very quickly. The magic of this lifestyle diet is that, I kid you not, once you get past the initial stages and phase one, we tell you how to do this, you are never hungry. It is no longer food that controls you. It's you control your appetite from that point forward.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, when you talk about cellular rejuvenation, that just brings it to a new level. I mean, people that are suffering from different ailments and diseases, they're going to see some changes as well, because the body has the ability to heal. You just got to give it the right tools, push it in the right direction. It sounds like that's what your diet does.
Particularly if you think about neurodegenerative disorders that all of us face as we get older, particularly, you know, storage diseases, Alzheimer's. Neurodegenerative disorders of the brain, they're all related, as you know, to the inflammatory process. And if you can reduce overall inflammation in all of your cells, specifically your neural cells, you can dramatically decrease the chance that you're going to suffer from a cognitive degenerative disorder.
That makes sense. And Terry, when go ahead, do you get a comment?
Yeah, the other thing I was going to say is that I love what Terry's saying, and it's obviously all very true. And I'll tell you, for me, energy levels, because I think when you think of interval eating, or what people think of as fasting or not eating for a certain amount of time, you think your energy is going to be depleted. And what Terry's saying is basically the polar opposite. What you find is you're so much more energized. People can't believe I have 4 kids, 10 jobs, running around all day. I don't drink coffee. I have more energy now than I have had, I think, ever in my life. And I think another testament to this whole lifestyle plan is that Terry and I constantly talk to each other about how good we feel. We feel like we look and feel better than we ever have.
That's great. So share with us about the diet. What's off limits? I know we got plant-based listeners. We got the paleo listeners, the keto listeners. What can they expect food-wise? What do you approve, and what do you say, kind of stay back from?
Well, clearly in the first phase, there's three phases to the diet. The first phase is sort of the quick start, the red carpet ready. And you are not allowed alcohol on that phase, but it's a very short phase. And then there's the second phase, which takes you to your goal weight, and then there's maintenance. So on each level of the diet, each section, you get a more expanded food list as you go along. And we've tried to include lots of choices for plant-based people and vegetarians and pescatarians and paleo and all that. But in general, it's easy to see how to dial it towards your specific needs.
More with Dr. David Friedman coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Kaya Biotics. Kaya Biotics are high-quality probiotics to improve gut health. Now, you want to feel good and live your best life, but if your gut isn't healthy or functioning properly, life can be miserable. The gut and its impact on our physical and mental health has been underestimated for years, and that's where Kaya Biotics comes in. Probiotics that are exclusively certified organic and only include organic ingredients, a complete novelty for probiotics. Plus, it's easy to get the right probiotic for your needs with three different probiotic supplements. And there's no unnecessary fillers, additives, or anti-caking agents. And Kaya Biotics are also vegan, GMO-free, and come in stomach acid-resistant late-release capsules. So try Kaya Biotics. It's a treat for your gut. Choose the right organic probiotic formula for your body and save 25% off your first purchase by using the code GOODHEALTH at checkout at kayabiotics.com. That's K-A-Y-A biotics.com and save 25% off your first purchase. Once again, use the code GOODHEALTH at checkout at kayabiotics.com. Now back to Dr. David Friedman and to your good health.
Now, when I was reading the book, I saw that you're both not big fans of counting calories. Tell us why the calories in, calories out way of thinking is kind of not the way to go.
Right, because this diet is basically based on your ability during the fasting period to get through the temporary fuel stores of the body, which, as you know, are glycogen. Once you get through the glycogen, which supplies the instant sugar that fuels your cells, you immediately start to break down fat in lipolysis. So it really isn't necessarily about how many calories you take in, although we don't want you to obviously overeat, but it's about getting to the fat stores and using that as fuel. And that's not an overall calorie-based diet. It's a timing-based diet that takes advantage of the way you store fuel in your body and allows you to break up fat each and every single day. That's why it works so quickly, and that's why you see such rapid weight loss.
We both love volume. We like to eat, and we don't count calories, first of all, because of what Terry was just saying. Also, what's interesting about being on this lifestyle program is you would think after not eating for 16 hours, you'd be starving. What is interesting about this program is once you get past the initial stages of it, you're really not hungry, and like Terry was saying before, food becomes fuel. So even though you know it's time to eat and you might be ready to eat, you're not starving that you need to gorge yourself. You start eating like a human. It's a very interesting process.
That's great. I notice in your book you share how it can lower your insulin and normalize blood sugar, which brings me to the big question. I get so many experts coming on the show saying all fruit is off limits because it contains fructose. What's your opinion on eating fruit? Is fruit a no-no?
Fruit is definitely not a no-no.
Good
it's
to
not
hear.
Fruit is a very important part of any diet. Fruit and vegetables. You want to eat a well-balanced diet. You want to eat a clean diet. It's in our diet, this diet is based on true 2016 Nobel Prize technology. It's all about when you eat, how often you eat, and how to make sure that during those periods of not eating that you don't want to bite your arm off.
All right, well, let me answer the question about fruit a little bit for you, too.
Uh-huh.
We absolutely believe fruit is a great thing. And when you go through our food list, you'll see that there are some fruits that are just better than others. For example, like sour cherries are like one of the greatest fruits because of the antioxidant properties they have in them and because of the glycogen load and the whole thing. So we really break it up for you. And like Hillary was saying, a well-balanced diet is very important. You need fiber in your diet. You need carbs in your diet, but what kind of carbs? What are better carbs for you? So those are all listed in the food list.
Great. I have a lot of patients, and Heather, maybe you can address their issue, is they blame hormones. They say hormones are keeping them from losing weight. How does the Dobro diet help for these folks that are frustrated and blaming their hormones on why they can't lose weight?
Fantastic question. So I'm getting to that age where I'm seeing those changes and I'm feeling those changes. And I have friends that have followed this plan and friends that have not. And I'm seeing a difference in their body. Yeah, I think hormones, you know, they wreak havoc on our bodies. I mean, especially seeing women, you know, going through the beginning stages and then childbirth and then, you know, perimenopausal and all of this stuff. What you find is when you make your body efficient, it takes care of you. And those changes from the hormones seem to even out and level out. And Terry could give you, as we get him back, all the science behind that. But I will tell you in a practical way, I cannot tell you how it took. Terry and I started eating like this, I would say, maybe 3.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think we always did a version of this, but we really honed in on how many hours of what the foods were about 3 years ago. And the symptoms they were having, I was having with hot flashes, sleepless nights, and all this, completely started to diminish as soon as I became, as soon as I started living this lifestyle.
So let me ask you, Heather, the hottest diet fad right now is the ketogenic diet, which requires a person to eat around 75% fat. In your book, you put a veto on keto and you don't believe in the eat all this fat. Share why the Dobro diet's kind of not the ketogenic copycat out there that so many diets are favoring.
Yeah. And like I was talking to you before, I mean, I think if you go keto, I have pet friends that have done keto and they've lost a lot of weight. And that's what they say. We've lost so much weight, but there are, I think, a lot of people that say medically, they don't think these are good, sustainable lifetime programs. These are short-term fixes. Again, Terry will have to speak more scientifically about that. But for me, I don't believe those diets are sustainable. I don't believe. Terry is back? Okay,
I'm
Terry,
back.
Will you talk
oh, he's
about.
Oh, back. There he is.
We should talk about keto. We talked in the book about how we did a veto on keto. So why do you believe that we don't believe in keto?
Well, it's not that I don't believe in keto. I think keto is a very restrictive diet and very, very difficult to maintain over the long term. And we believe you should eat a well-balanced diet. We believe you should be able to cheat occasionally. We believe that if you learn how to eat a version of your diet that's clean, that's in the proper time intervals, that you don't need to do something that I think is impossible over the long term like keto. I just think it's an unrealistic diet and very restrictive, and it also gives you weird breath, let's be honest.
You know what's so funny, honey? I just said basically the same thing, and I think that's true of so many diets. I remember one of the diets, I think it was Nutrisystem that I did once years ago, and I was at a restaurant pouring hot water over a dehydrated hamburger and eating that. And I think a lot of diets, you know, keto that Terry was talking about and other diets that give you processed food and bars and drinks and things. We believe in whole foods and nutritious food as a lifestyle.
Oh, that's great. Dr. Dobro, you know, being a renowned plastic surgeon, people come to you for assistance with aging skin. And I know in your book, you talk about how diet plays a key role in healthy skin. Give us some examples of foods that can age our skin and what type of foods benefit, you know, the health of our skin. What should we look out for and what should we add?
Well, clearly foods that are consistently high in sugar and are going to disrupt the whole insulin sugar absorption process are going to be tough on your skin. And they're going to be tough on your overall physiology and improve inflammation. But, you know, whole grain foods, food from the ground, well-developed fruits and vegetables diet is going to be great for your skin. Foods that are relatively easy to process, that don't have a lot of very complex carbohydrates in them. Just the kind of food that you always knew about. It basically goes back to everything you ever wanted to know, you learned in third grade elementary school. It basically goes back to that. If it comes from the ground, it's good. If you eat clean and you eat healthy, your body's going to have a much easier time processing the foods. And again, with our diet, it isn't we give you good diet tips in the book. We give you recipes, but really it's all about reducing the inflammatory process. It's all about shifting your body into a cell renewal process. You know, this study, our studies have shown that if you go on the Dubrow diet, that if you biopsy the skin at time zero and then 3 months later, a specific protein in your skin responsible for elasticity goes up as much as 40%, meaning after 3 months on this diet, the ability for your skin to snap back and to look youthful again is theoretically improved by as much as a third.
Wow, that is awesome. Let me ask you, does exercise play any role in the Dubrow diet?
Absolutely. You want to answer that, honey, or should I?
Yeah, well, I'll start, then you can finish. For me, it's absolutely. We call it daily exercise because you're supposed to do it every day. And there is so many benefits to exercise beyond looking good. Cardiovascular health, reduction in anxiety, so many benefits to exercising daily.
Got it.
Well, there's no question that in terms of the inflammatory process that exercise and diet obviously go hand in hand. Also, if you're purely interested in a weight loss situation, if you exercise during the fasting periods, we call it cardio fasting, it supercharges the speed at which you lose the weight. It also amps up that entire inflammatory process we call autophagy, where your body goes into cell renewal. So exercise is a critical part of the diet. Even if you don't exercise, you'll still lose weight rapidly. You will have no hunger. But if you want to see what we call the amplitude turned up on this diet, frequent exercise is the way to do that.
Great. I'm curious, and both of you may have a different answer. I ask this a lot, and it's something that I kind of study. What percentage of weight loss do you feel is diet versus exercise related? Is it 50-50, 80% diet, 20% exercise? I'm curious. What's your thoughts?
I think it's been shown that the exact answer to that is based on your age. But in general, we always say abs are made in the kitchen, right? Once you get past about 40 years of age, about 80% of your weight loss is based on diet and 20% exercise. When you're younger, you can probably fight off an increased calorie intake by adding a lot more exercise. But if you get past 50 and 60, I think those numbers shift to 90% of its diet, 10% of its exercise.
Interesting. Heather, you agree on that?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. It's all about what you're putting in your mouth, when you're eating, what you're eating. And like I said, exercise is very important for many, many reasons, but it's absolutely diet-based.
Yeah, you can't outrun your fork. I love that statement. So true. I think it's like that. I heard it's 500 jumping jacks to burn 150 calories. Which is easier? A Coke has 150 calories. Just don't drink the Coke.
Exactly.
That's
what I know. Fantastic. Well, great, great information. I appreciate you guys being here. This diet sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds simple. And I read the book. It's excellent. And, you know, it keeps great food out there on the table. And that's what's so great. You're not depriving people. You know, the word diet has the word die in it. And for a lot of people, it feels like you're dying. And you've made it very, very fun. You've made it, non-restricted. You just kind of cut back on the time you eat and you actually eat good, healthy foods. So I want to thank you guys for being here. And to get your copy of The Dubrow Diet, Interval Eating to Lose Weight and Feel Ageless, go to Amazon.com or anywhere books are sold. And you can follow the Dubrows on social media, on Twitter. It's at Heather Dubrow and at Dr. Dubrow. On Facebook, it's at Dr. Dubrow and at Heather Dubrow Official. And on Instagram, they're at Heather Dubrow and Dr. Dubrow. And for my daily Facebook and Twitter post, of course, I'm at Dr. David Friedman. On Instagram, I'm at Health Radio Doc. If you heard something today that the Dubrows mentioned that you know would benefit somebody that couldn't listen today, send them a link to this podcast. It's available at TooGoodHealthRadio.com and RadioMD.com. And while you're there, be sure and check out our podcast library and share segments with friends and family and coworkers and on social media. This information is too important to keep to yourself, so share. You can also subscribe to future podcasts on iHeartRadio and iTunes. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.